7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we're going to try and keep you well informed of the changing seasons and what we should be doing at this time of the year. Joining us this morning is Trey Smith from the VPG Fertilom Group, and we've got a few things that we want to tell you about that we should be doing at this time of the year. Trey, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Trey, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Trey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you good now. Great.
All right, sorry.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying the cool weather that's blown through the Midwest and East Coast here.
Oh, yeah. It's been really hot and muggy, and it's nice to get back into the 70-degree days. That way you can get a lot of work done.
Yep.
Now, in the fall, is it a good time to feed our trees and shrubs?
Actually, it is, Paul. You don't want to do too early. Like we mentioned in August, you don't want to feed near the end of the summer where you stimulate new growth that doesn't harden off. But about now, September, October, November, the trees aren't going to stimulate new growth, and they're going into shutdown mode. And it actually is a good time to get some nutrients and minerals into the roots. You know, right now the trees are pulling up different types of energy to store for the winter so that they can come out strong in the spring.
Now, I talk a lot about the different types of fertilizer, and you came up with a real good suggestion comparing a granular fertilizer to a spike. What's the difference?
Well, spikes are commonly used. You poke a hole around the drip line of the tree and put a spike, which is a hardened piece of fertilizer, into the ground. And while it seems like it might be a good idea because you're getting down there deep, in my experience over the years, landscaping and planting and maintaining, I've come back in the spring and found those spikes still undissolved. and I've also found that the majority of feeder roots on trees, even large trees, are up near the surface. They're very fine roots that do a lot of the work of pulling nutrients up into the trees, stay up near the surface where they're well oxygenated and they can get nutrients easily. So
yeah,
if you use a fertilizer that doesn't last too long, you want it to actually release quickly, you actually do a better job of getting your fertilizer right to the roots that count.
Yeah, and the other thing too is when you buy a spike, you're paying for the bonding agent that allows you to whack that thing into the ground, so
right,
so that you're getting less fertilizer for your money. You're paying for the convenience, but it's not as effective in the long run.
Right. You really want to spread it out under the whole canopy of the tree. And normally, these fine roots that do the pulling go as far, a good rule, Paul, is as far as the canopy reaches. So you spread it in the mulch area. However far the tree branches reach out, you can assume that the feeder roots are at least that far. And putting
yeah,
three or four spikes doesn't really cover that whole area and get to all the roots. whereas a nice, even, granular application gives you the best feeding of a tree in that area.
Now, what does Fertilome make for a tree and shrub fertilizer?
Well, you know, any regular old granular fertilizer does a great job, but we've really taken the thought to put the right mix of nitrogen, phosphate, and potassium. We have a 19-8-10 and the right blend of minerals, because minerals, as we know, are really important to plants, especially copper, iron, manganese, and these are all water-soluble that get taken up quickly. And these are certain minerals that the trees are looking for, honestly, in the fall to pull up for their new start in the spring. Also, since they're quick release, you know they won't hang out in the mulch and not do much good, but they will dissolve and drip down through the root system quickly. So we've thought about what trees and shrubs really need and really made a specific fertilizer. It's just called tree and shrub food from Fertilome. You
can get
them in small 4-pound bags or in 20-pound bags.
Okay. Now, we have to, I've noticed in the last couple of weeks that my dogs are beginning to bring in fleas. I've seen a few ticks, but the fleas are going crazy outside. What do you do for that and for indoors?
Well, let's start. And what we're going to do, Paul, too, is the three products I'm going to talk about take care of fleas and ticks, which seems to be a touch word with a lot of people for both of them. For indoors, we do have a specific product, because when they get indoors is when most people start to notice them. And it's called Do-It-Yourself Pest Control. It's in an aerosol can. And it is specifically labeled for indoors because it has a product in there that is actually used by a lot of professionals out there. So it has regular pyrethrins and permethrin that quickly kill fleas and ticks, but it also has Nylar, which is an insect growth regulator that a lot of exterminators use. And that really helps to make it last, sometimes up to 7 months. So it's safe. It's an aerosol can, so it's a little too small to use outdoors. And what people need to do is focus on the cracks and crevices where any kind of pest insect will hide. So it's good for fleas, ticks, roaches, ants, all the kind of stuff that like to come in the fall that now that's getting cold outside, they like to come into the house.
Now, can you spray this on your carpeting or a couch or something like that?
Yes, you can spray it on the carpeting, and we always recommend to vacuum first, because you want to get as many of the old eggs that are in there and adults out as you can before you spray. It's not recommended to spray it directly on your pet. It's not a product for your pets. But everywhere that they sleep and go around in your house, it's a great place to use it. If you have a dog bed, it's recommended that you take it and put it in the washing machine and then spray all the area around the bed. It's safe for pets as long as you let it dry before you let the pets go back into the area.
And what's nice about this product, I think, because when they start to get active at my house, because I have four little dogs, I have three Shih Tzus and a Westie. And at times, we have to gas the house, which means you have to take all the pets out of the house, turn on all these smoke bombs, stay out for 4 hours, come back in, open up all the windows, wash all your countertops and tables, and keep the pets out so, you know, everybody's outside or driving around town for a good 4 or 5 hours, so this would be a lot easier.
It would be a lot easier, and it's a lot easier also if you do some proactive control outdoors.
Now, what would you use outside?
Well, we have two that I've researched to recommend to you. One is a granular, and believe it or not, it's called Turf Ranger. But it's a granular where if you have a large area to do, sometimes it's easier to apply than a liquid application.
Okay.
And it's a deltamethrin. It's broad spectrum. It's labeled for fleas and ticks. And you spread it around the perimeter of your house heavy, and you can go out as far as your dogs wander. It's safe for pets, but with anything, I always recommend it gets watered in or rained in before you really let your dogs go out there. That way I know it's down into the soil. One thing about ticks, Paul, is, believe it or not, a deer tick takes 2 years to go from larvae to adult. And the larvae, which are very, very small, about the size of a pinhead, they're small and they feed mostly on smaller animals. Their preferred host is a mouse in the in August. The nymphs, which they start to be a problem with larger animals, including dogs and humans, peak in May and June. But really, the adults, their peak activity for an adult deer tick is October, November. So they are out right now in the next few months, the large ones looking for hosts so they can fatten up and lay eggs. So
okay.
A lot of people will notice tick activity, and fleas also, tend to increase a little bit this time of year. So
okay. Trey, hold on a second. We're coming up on the break, and we'll continue on that.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on Sponsors, then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount price code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And Over the Top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine. CoQ10 with Hawthorn. Colon Enhancer, Super 2. Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Conexin. Memory Power and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fault Parent Gun Club. We are talking with Trey Smith from VPG Fertilome, and we're talking about this time of the year. If you have pets, fleas and ticks are very, very active. They know that the weather's changing, and the fleas are getting ready to come inside. Ticks are maturing, and Trey has been telling us a little bit about their life cycle. Now, with ticks, what is happening at this time of the year, Trey?
Well, at this time of year, and actually ticks do take 2 years, so at this time of year you'll have adults and eggs in the ground. And the adults are out, and they're the toughest because they can get on larger animals, and they are feeding and really looking to feed a lot because winter's coming, and like a lot of us, they want to put on some fat and get put away. So we do start to notice, and I have a dog too, that spring and fall tend to be a really heavy time for ticks. And let's remember to remind our listeners that a tick is actually a spider. It has eight legs and an endoskeleton. Its skeleton is on the inside, where insects have six legs and an exoskeleton. So you need to be careful when you buy things that it actually is labeled for a tick. There certainly are a lot of treatments that can treat an insect and an arachnid, which we call a spider or a tick. But to check the label carefully, because when you are trying to get rid of a spider, and I know you go through this with spider mites, you have to make sure that it's labeled for a spider-type pest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're recommending that we use this Turf Ranger product, and this is a granular product that we would apply with a spreader?
Yes, which is a lot easier for some people, especially with larger yards.
And we then just water it in.
Yes.
And you have a liquid product. Is it also called Turf Ranger?
No, the liquid product is called simply Broad Spectrum Insecticide. And it's in the Fertilome jar, and we have it two ways. We either have it as a concentrate or as an RTS, which we call a hose end sprayer, which is nice to spray outside. The concentrate, you can act, because you mix it, you can actually use indoors or outdoors. The hose end sprayer is nice because you can really get it all over the trees and shrubs and low-lying areas also.
Now, with the broad spectrum concentrate, you attach it to the hose, You can spray the whole yard around wood piles, tool sheds, and areas where the dogs and cats frequent.
Sure.
So you apply this, you allow it to dry, and then the pets are able to go out?
Exactly. So if you have an outdoor dog pen, and specifically on the label, but you can actually remove their bedding out of the way and wash it in a washing machine if you have an outdoor dog pen, and spray all around the outdoor dog run and let the dogs back in after the product dries.
And what types of insects will this broad-spectrum insecticide kill? Besides
it really
fleas
does
and
a
ticks.
Lot. There's fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, ants, aphids, all kinds of caterpillars, beetles, roaches, spider mites, which is nice because it does every kind of spider as well as most pests that are insects. And also you can spray it on your shrubs. So you don't have to worry about just getting it on the dirt and grass areas and the wood piles. You can get it up higher where the fleas and ticks are. And fleas and ticks generally don't go above 3 or 4 foot shrub. So they're not going to be high up in the trees dropping down on your head. They're usually in the tall grass or shrubs that are, 3 or 4 feet high.
So I mean, we've had
the fences and in the lower shrubs, and it won't hurt your shrubs at all.
We've had a lot of talk in the last month about a problem with mosquitoes and all of the problems that they are causing. So the broad spectrum insecticide with the ready to use that you attach to the house, to the hose, if you sprayed all of your shrubs and the whole yard, that will help to kill a lot of mosquitoes, and that would mean less worry about the Nile virus problems that we are having.
Exactly, and it's going to get adult mosquitoes. Mosquitoes have a much quicker life cycle, as you know, and we always hear on the news, standing water is where the larvae are. So the best way to control, if you have an old tire or a bucket that you use for weeds and you've left it out there, it only takes a few days.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. If you have any questions, you give us a call, and we'll try and help you to solve those problems. One of the things that you've probably noticed a lot is tent caterpillars that are popping up all over your shrubs and trees. They are actually called a webworm caterpillar, and they're not as destructive as your tent caterpillars in the spring. The main reason is a tent caterpillar in the spring leaves the nest. It will travel over the whole tree, eating at will. And the numbers are incredible in a tent caterpillar. Right now, the webworm makes its nest and concentrates on eating what's inside the nest. They don't leave. So, the way that you can eliminate it is either with your garden hose, washing the nest right off the plant, taking a stick or a rake and pulling the nest apart. And the reason is that nest is their tent. It's waterproof. It keeps the environment in a nice, perfect condition for them. They're away from predators, and their food source is right there. So if you break the nets, they'll all die. You don't cut the branch off. That's the worst thing that you can do. Do not cut. Okay? So break up the nets. I noticed a couple on my lilacs, and that's all I did. I went back a week later, and there was no sign of any caterpillars at all. The other thing that you can start to do, if you have blue or pink or white hydrangeas, and they're all done blooming, start to remove the flowers. That way, if we do have a winter with a lot of snow, there'll be a lot less breakage. And according to the Farmer's Almanac, the Northeast is supposed to be colder than normal and a lot of snow. Last year, it was mild. We had very little snow cover. Well, we're probably going to pay for it this year. So if you have any hydrangea plants and you allow the flowers to stay on the plant and we get this heavy wet snow, it will stick to the flower, the weight will increase and the branches could break on your plant. So start cutting them off, cleaning up the plant, getting it ready for the winter, and that way you'll have a lot less damage. And if you look around, if you have oaks, my backyard is full of oak trees and birches, but mostly oaks, and they are loaded with acorns. And that traditionally is an old wise tale type a legend that if there's a lot of acorns on the trees, it's going to be a harsh winter. Because nature supplies food for the animals. So, you know, look at it that way. Let's get ready for what's coming. It's not that far away. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rose from Maine with a question about garlic.
Good morning, Rose. How can we help you with your garlic?
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I'm bringing my trumpet tree back into the house. I have two questions, by the way, very important to me.
Okay.
I'm bringing the trumpet back into the house. What do I do to prevent aphids inside during the winter again? I don't know what to do about that.
Okay, and what was your second question?
My second question is garlic. I planted garlic last year, and they never materialized. They just stayed within their own little cloves. But I must confess I did buy a great big white bulb in one of the box stores. And I took the big cloves and planted them. But nothing
and you
happened.
Planted them. When did you plant them? In the spring or the fall?
Fall.
In the fall, okay.
Mm-hmm. I just took them up and there's nothing there but the cloves, the little teeny cloves.
Yeah, well, it was probably not a very good product. I just bought a pound of garlic. There's a place near me called Vermont Transplants, and they're in Arundel, Maine. And they sell hardneck garlic. And I bought a pound, which was 6 great big bulbs. And on Monday, I'm going to be planting them. I've cleaned the garden. I got the area all ready. Added some compost, worked it all in, added a little bit of manure, and worked that all in. And I'm trying one section at a time to get the garden ready for bed and trying to put pots away and furniture and things like that. So I'm going to be planting them on Monday. Now, last year, I tried something. I planted garlic from this garden center. And I went to the supermarket and I bought loose garlic and planted a row of loose garlic right with the garlic that came from the garden center. They both came up in the fall. They looked about the same. In the spring, I fed them the same way. They got watered the same way. And when I went to dig, it was a whole different animal. The garlic that came from the garden center, or you can order it online, the quality was incredible. I had garlic bulbs about 2 inches in diameter. The one from the supermarket were, like you said, they were about an inch or a half an inch in diameter. Nice top, but nothing underground. And I talked to a garlic specialist about 3 weeks ago on the radio. And their garlic is all screened for insects and for a disease. I didn't see any disease problems, but it could have been insects that were on there. And so this year, I'm only planting the garden center, feed and grain store, mail order garlic. I am not planting anything from the supermarket because also some of the supermarket garlic, what they do is they don't want it to sprout while it's on the shelf. So they dip it in a product that prevents it from sprouting. And that slows down that rooting process. And I think that was part of the problem also. So go to your garden center, ask them. If they don't carry it, go on the internet. And if you go to my website, I'm not sure what the week was. I think it was about 3 weeks ago. But go on my website, paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and it will say archive. And if you come back 3 weeks, I think the article on how to grow garlic is in there. It's either 3 weeks, I'm pretty sure it's 3 weeks ago, and it will give you a source of garlic, and they raise many different varieties. So you can order through them. I put the phone number. I put their website if your local garden center does not carry it, okay? But there's no reason why you should not have had it. You planted it at the right time. If you live from Washington, D.C., north, you need to plant the garlic now. It needs to go in during September, early October, so that it has a chance to get established in the ground before winter gets here. It produces a nice big root system. It will grow a foot tall, and that's it. Winter comes, it goes dormant. In the spring, as soon as the ground warms up, it wakes up, and now, because the roots are there, it starts to grow the great big bulb that you harvest during the month of July or early August. And that's what I found. So stay away from the stuff in the supermarket. Buy the seed quality. It's just like potatoes. If you buy a seed potato, certified seed potatoes, compared to a potato that you take out of the supermarket, the return is going to be much greater because that seed potato has been raised to make a new plant. Well, a potato that you buy in a bag was raised to eat, and it's a whole different animal. Okay, so you give that a try, and I know you'll be in better shape. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bernie from Cape Cod with a question about grapes.
Bernie from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always sunny. Good morning.
Not this morning, Paul, but it is a beautiful place. My grapes are just doing fine. They have three conquered vines, but they seem to be a little bit tight, and I'm wondering if I should be adding lime or Magic Pal, and if so, how much?
I would add lime to it, and I'm sure that it wouldn't hurt. Magic Cal is a great product. One bag of Magic Cal is equivalent to 10 bags of powdered lime. But the main difference, other than the weight factor, of putting 10 bags in your car, bringing it home, unloading, and pushing 500 pounds of lime on your lawn, you're putting one bag, you're spreading 40 pounds, but the big thing is, the powdered lime, you have to wait 6 months for it to be effective. Magic Cal, you add it today, and within 2 weeks, it's making the soil less acidic. Less acid soil, less weeds, better garden.
The Rescue College of Insectology is proud to present this first in a series of news conferences addressing important questions about insect behavior. And now, the world's leading bugologist, Professor Robert B. Boggs.
We're starting to hear a lot of concern about wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets this season.
Why? Yeah, you and the red tie.
Shouldn't we be concerned about finding wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket nests?
Once again, why?
Why do you keep answering why?
Rescue's Why Trap for wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets catches 5 species of paper wasps, bald-faced hornets, and European hornets, and 12 species of yellow jackets. Y's 3 attractants lure the insects into the trap where they drown or dehydrate. And the Y trap can be used from early spring when the queens emerge all throughout the summer and fall to capture foraging workers.
But what about beneficial species like honeybees?
They are not affected.
Why?
No more questions.
For complete information on the Y trap and a list of stores carrying the product, visit www.ytrap.com. The answer is Y.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Here it is, another election year, and here you are again wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We were talking about bringing in your angel's trumpet, because they have aphids, and you want to treat all of your plants before you bring them inside the house anyways. I have four yellow and a variegated angel's trumpet that has... The flower starts off white, then goes to pink. And I bring them inside for the winter months. I don't have enough room to put them near a window, but what I do is I put them in my basement for the winter, where they stay dormant. Then in late March, early April, I cut them in half. I bring them upstairs. I find a room near a window and start feeding and watering, and they come to life. Angel's trumpet, for some reason, I don't know why, you cannot use an oil-type spray on the plant. And I've done this twice. You think I would learn the first time, but I didn't. I sprayed the plant with all-season oil, which is a fantastic product, and within a week, every leaf on the plant fell off. It came back, but I lost every single leaf on the entire plant. So the following year, I used something like malathione or Garden 8, and that cleaned them up, brought them in. They did real good. Last year, wasn't thinking, took out the all-season oil, sprayed it, and the damn thing totally defoliated. I put it in the cellar. It survived. It did okay, but it took a long time to come back. So you have to allow the plant to go dormant by itself if you're putting it in the basement. If you're keeping it in your house, which you can, and if you can leave your angel trumpet near like a sliding glass door or a big window where it's going to get plenty of light, they will continue to bloom if you feed them heavy well until Christmas. And they're fragrant. And they will fill your whole house with the fragrance that they create. So use something like Malathion Garden 8, and that will take care of that. If you have a fruit tree spray, rose and flower spray, you can use that on it. But stay away from any type of oil or you'll have a problem. Now that trap for the hornets and wasps, it is unbelievable. Last fall, we were putting the garden to bed. I had one of the neighborhood boys give me a hand, and I was cutting all of the perennials to the ground. He came through with a rake and was raking the bed and getting it nice and clean, pulling up the weeds that I missed. And all of a sudden, he hit an area where they had yellow jackets coming out of the ground. He got bit twice, and they were flying all over the place. I took that wide trap. I attached it to a pole and put it right in the area where the yellow jackets were coming out of the ground. And within a week, it was full of yellow jackets, and the problem was solved. Now, this year, I had a hornet's nest of the white face hornets. They're black with a white head on them. And those guys, when they bite, believe me, they bite. And they were high enough that I could not reach them with an aerosol spray. So I took the white trap, tied it to the top of my extension ladder, and opened up the ladder as far as it would go to the peak of the house where the nest was, where that paper nest was. Left it there for a week. After a week, I lowered the ladder, and guess what? The trap was full of white-faced hornets. So it does work, believe me.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.